talking.
Hello, this is Type Radio. I'm Lisa.
And I'm Donald.
And we're here with...
Frank Blokland.
At Etaipai, Helsinki, 2005.
Yeah. The first question is, are you religious?
No.
Do you drink?
Of course, everybody drinks, but you mean alcohol.
Or what do you drink, is what I mean.
I like good wines or port wine or things like that, but it must be good. So a good Grand Cru Classé of a good year, that's okay.
Do you have rituals?
No, I don't think so.
Not even in your work?
No.
How do you relax?
By working.
It actually makes you relax,
working? Yeah, I like to work. I really love to work. I'm not a workaholic, but I really love to work. So after a week holiday, I really love to start working again. A week is the maximum I can have.
So it's the other way around. Like, your holiday doesn't make you relax, but actually coming back from your holiday...
No, actually, I'm always relaxed, so I enjoy a holiday, but I enjoy working also. I really mean that.
Mm-hmm. Who do you trust?
What do you mean by this question?
Who do you trust? Are there a lot of people you trust? Are you a trustworthy person, or do you think people are trustworthy?
Some are not. People are people, and there will always people... who will be your friends and people who will dislike you, which is normal.
But are you, like, disappointed in people?
No, I'm happy with life and I'm not disappointed, and I know how it works in life, and you can't expect to be friends with everybody, especially when you are in a business, whatever business, you will have friends, you will have competitors, and you will have colleagues, which is normal.
How many legal fonts do you have?
I have only legal fonts. We have only DTL fonts, so it's quite easy for us.
What is your favorite dish?
Lobster. Definitely lobster and mussels. Now I have to translate it. Sint Jacobschelpen. That zijn.
It's for the clams, I think.
No.
Coquilles.
Coquilles Saint-Jacques.
Saint-Jacques. Yeah. Well, there is an English term, but coquilles Saint-Jacques. That's the third one.
It's all seafood.
It's seafood. Yeah. Yes, definitely.
You're a seafood lover.
Yes.
Mm. Can you cook?
No. 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 I can cook something, but I'm better with the microwave.
Okay.
Have you cheated?
Have you cheated during cooking or?
No, in general. At school, when you were little, later on in life?
I think we have all cheated somewhere in our life, especially when you are young and at school, which is normal. Wouldn't be normal if I would say no.
Hmm. Have you been ripped off?
If I'm being ripped off, I don't think so. No, not. No. I've been ripped off at a railway station because I was so stupid to show my wallet, but that was my own mistake because I shouldn't have done this.
Was this in Holland?
No, it was in Belgium, actually.
Dangerous Belgium.
Dangerous
Belgium. Yeah.
What's your favorite book?
I think the autobiography of Cellini. Which is a marvelous book.
It's a novel?
No, it's an autobiography. And Cellini was a sculptor in the same time as Michelangelo. And he described his life in such a way that he looks larger and more important than Michelangelo. But it's a wonderful book. It gives you good insight in the Renaissance. And also... It shows you that people don't change. Because also these guys were stealing marble from each other through other people, actually, in this case, Count de Medici. But I advise you to read it. It's really great. It's a great book.
Do you have a hero?
Do I have a hero? No, there are a lot of people which I admire, but no heroes. But I admire people in my trade. I admire Jan van Kempen, but also my former teacher Gerrit Noordzee. But a hero, no.
What is your dearest possession?
My family.
So they are your possession, you think? You consider them your possession?
No, it's how you say it, but okay, possession is not the right word.
I'm asking because we actually are looking for, like, material things.
Okay.
And everybody says, well, yeah, my wife or my kids, but then again, they're not your possession.
Not my possession. No, you're right. Okay.
I'm getting formal here. I'm sorry.
You're right. My dearest possession. Probably my house. Is that a good answer?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm not sure. No.
Should I set my broad nib or my computer or my fonts or?
I don't know.
I don't know. No, it's a question which is very difficult to answer because it's the same as what you say. What do you drink? What's your favorite drink? And then actually depends on the moment. So when I say lobster, I prefer a white wine, but when I eat steak, I prefer a red wine.
Are you afraid?
No.
If you had a chance to do something else than what you are doing, what would that be?
Music.
Playing music?
Playing music.
What kind of music?
Probably Baroque music. On the organ.
Yeah, I was just asking a specific instrument.
Yeah, on the organ.
But can you play?
I can play not much on the organ. I improvise in a certain Baroque style. That's what I do. I have an electronic church organ. And but especially the music from the Baroque and the Renaissance. That's.
But is that a choice that you? Was there a choice you had to make when you were younger, or is it something later that you discovered?
No, and I don't. First of all, I must say I don't think that classical music is better than pop music or modern music. You have good music and music which is not that good. So you have to listen carefully, and then you find a lot of good music in the Baroque, but also music which is completely not interesting. People like Vivaldi wrote a lot of music which is not interesting at all, which is actually quite boring. But also he wrote very nice pieces, especially his church music. And there is a lot of classical music. Classical music is we mean a lot of music with this term. And also from later periods, so from the time of Gounod and so on, there's a lot of music which is completely not interesting at all. So, and a lot of, some pop music is interesting, but my favorite music is composed by Bach. And Scheidemann, and Buxtehude, and Böhm, and Bruns, and which are all guys from the North German organ school. Mm-hmm. But when people say I only like classical music, that's rubbish. Mm-hmm. It's not possible because it's good classical music, and a lot of music is not interesting at all. So there's good music and bad music.
No,
let's say it this way.
What I was asking was that: did you have a choice when you were younger to either become a musician or a designer?
Actually, I had. My teacher on the piano wanted to make me a professional piano player, but I think he was definitely wrong. So I still think he overestimated my capabilities. But it was at that moment, it was a choice. I was 17 years old, 16, 17 years old.
Typeradio.org, broadcasting from Helsinki, Etaipi, 2005.